Jefferson Parker. For those who bring the water. Acknowledgements. Thanks to Bill Farrar, who led the band. To Sherry Merriman, who sent the documents. To Susan Gust, who laid down the law. To certain individuals who got me to Helen back. They know who they are. Part 1. Marching Bands and Arabian Nights. 1. Stromzo was in high school when he met the boy who would someday murder his wife and son. The boy's name was Mike Tavares. Tavares was shy and curly-haired, and he stared as Stromzo lay the mace on the cafeteria table. A mace is a stylized baton brandished by a drum major, which is what Matt Stromzo had decided to become. Tavares held his rented clarinet, which he hoped to play in the same marching band that Stromzo hoped to lead, and which had prompted this conversation. "Sweet," said Tavares. He had a dimple and fawn eyes. He could play all of the woodwinds, cornet and sax, and pretty much any percussion instrument. He had joined the marching band to meet girls. He was impressed by Stromzo's bold decision to try out for drum major now, in only his freshman year. But this was 1980 in Southern California, where drum majoring had long ago slipped down the list of high school cool. A little crowd of students had stopped to look at the mace. It was not quite 5 feet long, black-handled with a chrome chain winding down its length. At one end was an eagle ornament, and at the other a black rubber tip.
"How much did it cost?" asked Tavares.
$99.